This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is unusual, isn't it? Seldom do you get something on social media that invites you to go deep beyond your everyday moments. There's plenty of good stuff out on social media which brings you knowledge, history, facts, and rules of Islam. But there's not very much that allows you to see how, in a real second-by-second, moment-to-moment way, how to live your life, how to be of faith, what that state of mind is. I don't really care that there isn't much except that it's just me doing what I do. After all, this is what it takes for me to reach you. And many good ways of communication came about by accident. If you're long enough to remember before smartphones, people had text messages, and text messages were just an add-on which the makers of phones never thought was actually going to take off. And yet people started using text messages, and arguably after that, the whole advent of Twitter and WhatsApp and what have you has become because of an accident. Anyway, reinvention. It's all about how you live your life. It's when you realize that we are made the way we are, with our faults and strengths, not because Allah wants us to achieve anything as such, but because He wants to see how we try. The results are not important. It's how you try that matters. It's that humble, everyday effort in whatever way you can. Allah doesn't care if you prayed 5 times a day, if it meant you didn't attend to the real obligations you have in Islam to understand what the salah is for. What is the point of salah if not to remind you to be here, to be a good person? Salah is not kind of some kind of punch card clock where you go and pray and then come out of salah unchanged and carry on with your way you are rude to people or mean to people or sinning the way you are. Salah is meant to be a restorative experience. It's not like an eraser. It's more like an MOT, what we call in England. It's a refresher, an awareness of where you should be going and a recollection of your faculties. So you go and reflect, connect, and come out closer to goodness. If you're not getting that, then, or at least not intending to get that, then you're not really connecting salah to the meaning of your life. So let's take a step back before we go into salah again, and let's think about how to get closer to Allah outside salah and how to really understand what makes a strong mind in this second of our deep dives. You might say that you try to appreciate your mind and you try to appreciate your life, but you can't somehow. Some people say their situation is too difficult, or their own mind gets in the way. How can you possibly improve yourself when you face such hostile relatives or friends or difficult work situations or such massively difficult problems with your health or poverty, or when there are so many people who are against you, and so on? What you need to know is that those things are not the definition of you. You exist as a creation of Allah, separate from all of that, separate even from your own mind. That's right, you are within your mind, but you are not your thoughts. The true you is the heart of your mind, and you have to realize that actually most of the time you are thinking or is being dominated by the nafs, the emotions, the temptations, the impulses. It's a tool that it requires learning, but it isn't your only tool. The real tool you have that's above your nafs is the awareness that comes from your heart. And what I mean by that is if your mind is wandering and you're unable to pay attention to stuff, or you become distracted by worries or whatever, you could either wander along with your mind and feel that this is you, that you are lost, that there's nothing else except feeling lost, or you could look at your mind and say, oh, my mind is wandering. I don't have to wander along with it. I can just observe that it's wandering. If you are suffering, you could either believe that you are suffering and that your life is awful, or you could step back and say, oh, actually, it looks like my mind is telling me that I'm suffering. And my emotions, my nafs in particular, is telling me that things are terrible. But feelings are not facts. So you can start to see that this second way, the process of standing aside and observing, you're observing yourself with true reflection. This is what Allah keeps going on about. He wants you to reflect. He wants you to see yourself pretty much as He might see you from high above, just as a person living their life on this small planet. And we can help that along by doing some special forms of dhikr, remembrance, mindfulness in Islam, meditation. This is all encompassed within Islam. Last session we talked about refocusing just on one or two things in Salah. This session we're going to look at remembering Allah directly, as you are now, as a form of mind-strengthening dhikr, mind-strengthening remembrance. And all you have to do is stay where you are and take a seat and close your eyes if you like. And what we're going to do is a process of breathing and saying Alhamdulillah slowly in our minds or under our breath. That's all you need to do. So relax, feel your body wherever you are sat, and just feel yourself connected to the ground. And understand that we're going to do breathing. Why breathing? Because breathing is the way to the nafs, is the way to control and understand the nafs. I've said before that nafs is originated from the word nafas, which means breath or moment of time. Subhanallah, this connection shows you that actually to get to our emotions, we have to take a moment of time, we have to take a breath. And as you breathe slowly, in or out, as you breathe in, you might say Alhamdulillah. And you might want to hold your breath at the top, just to help you focus, or you may not. And as you breathe out, you say Alhamdulillah. You're inviting yourself to just observe. Slowly notice your breath going up and down. And say Alhamdulillah as you do. This is all you need. And as you keep going, the more you do this, the more you'll sort of feel a bit more connected to the moment. And you might notice your mind wandering. In fact, if you don't notice your mind wandering at some point, then there's probably nothing going on in your mind and you might not be alive. Your mind wandering is not a weakness. Your inability to focus 100% all of the time is not a sign of something wrong with your head. Don't believe anyone who tells you that it is. That is exactly how the mind is meant to be. It always folds over. It's a bit like the weather. It's always changing, the clouds and the wind and the humidity and so on. It's always going on. Okay, this is the nature of the mind. This is how we've been created. You have no need to apologize for that. But we can bring it back. We can invite our consciousness back just by focusing back on the breaths and on Alhamdulillah. We praise Allah for this state. We note that, oh, my mind wandered. And when you notice it's wandering, just invite it back to the breathing and tell the nafs what it does best. Just keep focusing on the breathing. And make a note. Make a note. My mind wondered about this or that thing. And just let it be. Oh, my mind was very worried about what my husband thinks, what my wife thinks, what happened yesterday, what's going to happen tomorrow. As you do so, you just make these notes. You find that you have taken a dip outside the surface of the water and you are now deeper inside where it can be totally calm. Only 20 feet below the surface of water, it can be totally calm. And this is what the mind is truly like. You're getting closer to your heart. Only you never knew it because you were convinced that all there was all this chaos on the outside. Alhamdulillah, this is what I mean by appreciating who you really are in your depth. This is where we go with a deep dive. You are not those things on the surface. You are that sense of real depth, that foundation of calm. You are that wisdom that exists regardless of what goes on the outside, regardless of what your emotions or fears or anxieties are telling you. And as you go forward, you can praise Allah even for the distractions, because He comes to you when you reflect, when you acknowledge that you're weak and you're struggling, and you still say, well, look, I'm going to take a moment to just breathe and accept that I don't have control, but I can just breathe to sort of bring my nafs into some kind of conversation. And you understand that your emotions perhaps are like an ocean, in that sometimes it can be very, very calm, almost glassy on the surface, but other times it can be tumultuous. But you can just float with it, and you don't have to be taken by what it's trying to drag you towards. Okay? And as you go forward, you'll find that it's easier to reach out to this sense of calm. It's not about trying to shut your mind off or to blank your mind out in Salah or any other time. No. You're just letting the mind do its thing. And no matter what it's trying to tell you, just accept and say, Alhamdulillah, this is my mind. It wanders. It's trying to convince me of this. It's trying to convince me of that. There have been times when it's been better. There have been times when it's been worse. I'm just going to try and breathe for now. That's all I'm trying to do. And if I can't, if I don't, that's fine too. There is no sense of success or non-success with this exercise. You just do it, and no matter how far or how far you go or don't go, you've succeeded because you've just taken effort to reflect. That's it. The good news is that this need not be a temporary state. It's not a special state of mind. You can come out of it, out of your slow breathing in and out, but you were awake going into it, and you're awake coming out of it. It's that calm that comes from paying proper attention to who you are and realizing that there is more than whatever alarms you on the surface. It is that which, the more you do it, the easier it will get, and the more you will start to discover your own strengths and qualities, and the closer you will feel to Allah. I guarantee you that as time goes by. And that's how the deep dive comes. Alternatively, I know some people have said, even my brother said, you know, deep dive, it scares me a little bit going underwater. Well, you could think of it in another way. It's as much as a deep dive, it's also like a flight. You're going above the surface of the water, and then you're seeing that, oh, look, I'm just a little boat on this surface. It looks very stormy here, but elsewhere, it's very calm. And I can sail my boat to that direction. Whatever metaphor works for you. Right? Do the breathing and remember Allah. Because when you remember Allah, you're doing what He said. You are actually reflecting. You're appreciating yourself. And a moment spent in reflection is worth 1,000 moments just doing things mindlessly. Talk to you next soon, inshallah. Wassalam.